So just starting off, Clean Techs, who we are. We are a nonprofit that's targeting the acceleration of growth of clean tech and renewable energy in Texas. And it's an organization that merged this past year with a longtime nonprofit, TRIA. TRIA was founded in 1984. Clean Techs was founded in 2006. Bringing those two nonprofits together allowed us to now have a 24-member board, a 15-member advisory board, and we have a very large group of folks that are here in Texas that are focused on clean technology and advancing renewable energy. I'm really excited to be the co-chair of this organization, and it's been a real pleasure growing this organization. So one of the things that we did with the merger is we went forward and adopted the strategic plan that TRIA had, and effectively the strategic plan included a conference that is annually called Grid Next. That conference is highly specialized and focuses on doing a deep dive into this topic of how do we advance renewable energy into the grid in Texas. So we know Texas is a leader. We know if we were a country, we would be the fifth largest installed wind power country in the world. So being a leader and having a depth of renewable energy and breadth within our energy mix is not hard to imagine. We are also a leader around the world in oil and gas. So we are really an energy-rich state. And ERCOT is very much a leader as well as for integrating those renewables. And so when we were working with our strategic plan, it became clear that the playground for advancing renewables in Texas is the grid. And in order to really map out how to integrate more renewables, because renewables are an intermittent resource. And because of that intermittency, you know, the play of storage, the play of renewables and natural gas, things of those nature, those conversations, the transformative grid, the way that power not only moves from large scale renewables into the load centers, but also how those load centers can be more able to receive that power through smart infrastructure, electric vehicles, and then moving forward into what we're seeing now, which is large scale storage and those conversations. And so for that reason, we have targeted specializing into the grid and Grid Next. In 2018, we adopted the 50% by 2030 goal. And I can talk to you a little bit about where that's tracking today and where it was in 2018 to where it is now. And then just to kind of stop quickly to cover off what we do over at Clean Techs, I will pass this on. When we converted this from a PDF to a PowerPoint, it's a little glitchy, so you just have to bear with me. But we have a lot of different groups that we work within the nonprofit, networking through happy hours, signature events, education. We have a monthly webinar series that's free, so I would invite you to go to the website, cleantechs.org, and look at the webinar series, everything ranging from climate initiatives to things that are going on in the major cities around Texas, around renewable energy advancement. Our Grid Next conference that I mentioned is annually. It'll be this April. We also focus on economic development and thought leadership through white papers and a newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter on our website. So moving on to, I'm going to leave it on this just because it's a pretty picture and move on to talking about some of the deep dive of information. Interestingly, there was a recent report that was put out by Green Tech Media from the commissioned by the American Clean Power Association that came out in December of 2020. And that report was focused on how can the United States actually become 50% renewable by 2030. One of the highlights and the takeaways from that report, and I'm quoting, was getting to 50% will require a pretty widespread change to the U.S. power grid, particularly if targeting a 10-year timeframe. the report's author and principal consultant said. It's certainly within the realm of possible. Many of the necessary technologies have reached technical and commercial maturity, but require policy support to drive significant levels of deployment. So one of the big takeaways from that report was that transmission infrastructure will need to be upgraded summarily across the United States, but it is possible. Another one of the topics that I can touch on in the report was specifically looking at, you know, what would happen if coal actually was significantly retired. And then what they found was that actually renewable energy filled in the space. So